Never mind being afraid of 11 right now. Tomorrow was his birthday. And where had they hidden his presents? Sam hadn't found a single one yet. He checked every drawer, every cabinet, under the beds, and even outside in the shed. Only one place was left to search. Could he do it? He was skinny, but tough. Of course he could. He didn't bother with socks, just sneakers, and pulled on his jacket over his pajamas. He lifted his bedroom window that was two stories up, squinted out at the dark world, and felt for the pipe against the wall. It was a crazy way to get to the attic, but the only way tonight. The attic pull-down door was in his grandfather's room next to his, and Mac was sound asleep by now. Sam grinned. He pictured himself hopping around on Mac's bed, yanking down the overhead door, which would graze Mac's nose while Sam boosted himself up to the attic.
"What? What?"
Mac would mutter in his sleep. A riot. Too bad it had to be the pipe. Sam swung himself out the window and gripped the pipe with his hands and knees. It was colder than he expected. Icy. Imagine if Mac awoke in the morning to see him plastered to the side of the house, frozen solid. He inched his way up to the attic window. Below, just beyond the shed, was a river, a narrow band of water. It slipped over the rocks, then swirled away so the rocks reappeared like turtlebacks, shiny, ridged, and black. It made him dizzy to look down. He closed his eyes. People who drove along the road in front hardly realized that a finger of the Mohawk River bubbled along behind his building. All they saw were the windows of the three stores: Mac's woodworking shop, Angie's deli, Kerala House, Anima's Indian restaurant, and their apartments above. Sam leaned his head against his raised arms and felt the stone wall with the tips of his sneakers. Maybe he should scramble back inside. No, he was tough. Slowly he turned his head. The pipe vibrated. Not a light on in any of the three apartment windows. They slept like hibernating bears. He boosted himself up a couple of feet. Nightcat was somewhere below, meowing up at him. Nightcat, ancient, crabby, waiting to be let in downstairs.
"Wait a minute, will you?" he whispered. "You want to wake everyone?"
He raised one hand to feel the blistered paint of the wooden sill and stretched to press his palm against the attic window. It slid up easily under his hand. Lucky. He hadn't even thought it might be locked. He threw himself inside as the pipe swung wildly and the cat meowed below. Sam reached into his pocket for the flashlight and switched it on. He couldn't remember the last time he'd been up here. One Christmas, he'd gone into Mac's room, climbed on the bed, and pulled down the attic door to peer up into the darkness. Mac had swung him off the bed, laughing. "How do you get yourself all over the place?" Sam's flashlight threw shadows across the floor in front of him. He angled it up. Jackets on hooks that looked like old men in a row. A jumble of boots crisscrossed over each other, but nothing that looked like a birthday present. He tiptoed across the room. Mac was sleeping just below. Under the window was another box. Ah, maybe. Mac's presents were the best. But the box was metal and locked, too old to be interesting. He leaned over anyway and spotted a newspaper clipping sticking out of the edge. He tugged at it, but saw that it would rip before it came loose. He crouched down. Large black letters on top. A picture of a boy underneath. The nubby sweater with the zipper down the front looked familiar. He caught his breath. He was the boy, but so much younger. Such a little kid in the picture. 3 years old, maybe. Why was he in the newspaper?